Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. On the second leg of the three African nations visit, President Draupadi Murmu has left for Mauritania from Algeria. The president was accorded a warm ceremonial farewell. She was seen off by the Prime Minister of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Nadir Labouni, and other higher officials. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to have bilateral meeting with her counterpart, Mohamed Ould Ghazouani. Delegation-level talks and meetings with ministers of Mauritania are on the agenda. The Union Cabinet has cleared a 3% hike in DNS allowance for central government employees today ahead of the Deepavali festive season this year. The raise takes the DA now to 53% of the basic salary with effect from July 1, 2024. An increase in DA will provide financial relief to over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. The combined impact on the exchequer on account of both DA and DR will be over 9,448 crore rupees per annum. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has expressed grief and condoled the demise of former Zila Parishad member, chairperson and senior public leader Jambeshring of Lao village in Tawang district. In a condolence message yesterday evening, Khandu said that he is deeply saddened by the passing away of former ZPM and senior leader Jambeshring from Lao village. He was a towering figure in Three Mukto Assembly constituency whose contributions will always be remembered. Khandu prayed to the Almighty for external peace, eternal peace and enlightenment in the divine embrace of Lord Buddha of the departed soul. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta has emphasized that activities of the departments of land management and geology and mining should be carried out in accordance with laid down guidelines. The CS said this during a review meeting with the Department of Land Management, Geology and Mining, Disaster Management and Science and Technology earlier today. Mr. Gupta also stressed that regular meetings of State Executive Committee on Disaster Management and meeting of State Disaster Management Authority should be held once in a year for reviewing the annual performance of the department. The third State Para Games 2024 is scheduled to be held at Rajiv Gandhi University, Doimukh from October 25th to 27th next. The event is expected to attract approximately 500 participants, including 300 para sport players and 200 sports staff. The sports meet will showcase seven disciplines, that is, para athletics, para badminton, blind football, para boxing, para powerlifting, para chess, and para shooting. The winners of this event will be selected to represent Arunachal Pradesh in the upcoming Northeast Para Games and National Para Games Championships 2024-25. An Indian Navy motorcycle expedition to northeastern states began on October 14th and will continue till October 24th next. The main objectives of the current initiative in the three northeastern states, Meghalaya, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh, include showcasing Indian Navy, conducting awareness drives at schools and colleges about the career opportunities in Indian Navy, including the Agnipath scheme. This drive also upholds Nari Shakti by including women officers and spouses and seeks interaction with naval veterans and Veer Naris in the region. A total of 40 Indian naval personnel, including officers, sailors and family members, are participating in the 15-day expedition. To commemorate the 62nd Walong Day, the Indian Army is organizing a month-long series of celebrations to pay tribute to the heroes of Walong. This occasion honors the courage and sacrifice of our soldiers who fought with unmatched valor during the Battle of Walong in 1962 Indochina War. The commemoration will begin from tomorrow and will continue until 14th of next month, honoring the indomitable spirit, sacrifice and courage of the heroes who defended the eastern front of our nation. This year's commemoration promises a vibrant mix of activities aimed at engaging the local communities and honoring the memory of the fallen heroes. The Regional News Unit of Akashwani Itanagar seeks application from eligible candidates for engagement in part-time correspondence from each district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.